This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. All-star games are supposed to be entertaining, fun, perhaps even uplifting. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Take Tuesday night's ceremony before the MLB All-Star Tilt.
I'm not a big All-Star Game guy in the first place, but I just happened to turn on the broadcast as the tenors began to sing O Canada.
Morgan Campbell is a sports business reporter for the Toronto Star, and while he might not be a fan of All-Star Games, he is a fan of national anthems.
I come from a family of musicians, so I pay very close attention to national anthems. And when I used to cover baseball, like when that was my beat, we'd be on Twitter every night. I would talk about or kind of review the national anthem and kind of give it a rating.
The Canadian anthem rendition with the worst rating hadn't changed for decades, at least not until Tuesday night.
22 years ago, when the CFL had teams in the United States, and there was a game in Las Vegas, and this Las Vegas lounge singer gets out there and sings O Canada. Clearly, it was clear this was his first time ever singing the song. He's reading the lyrics off of a music stand and basically sang O Canada to the tune of O Christmas Tree, right?
O Canada, we stand on guard.
That Canadian national anthem, probably a version you've never heard before.
So we all thought this was the worst rendition of O Canada you will ever hear. He's been topped by these guys, and obviously, you know, the Nickelback jokes write themselves.
So what happened to drop the O Christmas Tree version of O Canada to number two?
Here to perform O Canada, please welcome the tenors.
Okay, here's the thing about the Canadian national anthem, right? Is it's in two languages. First of all, there's an English version and a French version. And what a lot of people do is sing the first stanza in English, and then they'll switch to the French anthem for a couple stanzas, and then go back to English, which is what I can tell in retrospect the tenors had planned on doing.
Oh, Canada.
But the other thing that's happening in Canada is that there's a move to update one of the lyrics. There's a part in the anthem where it says, "True patriot love in all thy sons command," and that's, you know, not inclusive of women. So the move now is to change that lyric to "True patriot love in all of us command." So when I first started hearing unfamiliar lyrics, I thought maybe he was switching to the updated lyrics.
We're all brothers and sisters, all lives matter to the great.
And then I really listened to what he was saying, and I saw him hold up the sign. And he said, "All lives matter," and I thought to myself, this is not good.
So you knew right away and immediately took to Twitter?
Yeah, and I really haven't stopped since then. Did these fools change the lyrics to O Canada to include All Lives Matter? I can't even. You know, when I first heard it, I didn't know if Major League Baseball had endorsed this, let alone if the other members of the band had endorsed this. Give the tenors credit for singing O Canada in three languages: English, French, and racist code. Those three words, they seem so simple, but in that context, you know, as a Canadian listening to, you know, someone taking upon themselves to change the lyrics to your anthem, and then as an African American, you know, to hear the phrase All Lives Matter, which has become, you know, this rallying cry for all types of racists and bigots, to insult as many people as possible on as many levels as possible with as few words as possible, they did a really good job.
Throughout the game, tweets flew, and it soon became apparent that the change in lyrics was not approved by Major League Baseball, nor was it approved by three-quarters of the four tenors. The group, less one, apologized via Twitter, of course. The three remaining tenors said that Remigio Pereira had acted alone and would not be performing with the group again until further notice.
You know, a lot of people just kind of parrot that phrase without realizing how much baggage it has. When a guy gets an assault rifle and walks into an elementary school and kills 26 kids, you don't hear these guys saying All Lives Matter, right? When thousands, literally thousands of Americans have to declare bankruptcy over medical bills and die because they're not insured, you don't hear these guys saying All Lives Matter. But when a black person is killed extrajudicially by a police officer, unarmed, and we say, "Hey, Black Lives Matter," our lives are as important as your lives, so treat us that way. All of a sudden, these guys come, jump up, and say, well, all lives matter, which is how this phrase has picked up this baggage.
Campbell understands that not everyone is aware of that baggage. Among those apparently unaware is tenor Remigio Pereira, who took to Twitter as well, saying that his singular motivation was to make a positive statement that would bring us all together. One love, he wrote in all caps. In Tuesday night's events, Campbell saw echoes of another protest on one of sport's biggest stages.
The guy from the Tenors really thought this was going to be his John Carlos moment. LOL.
In 1968, sprinters Tommy Smith and John Carlos took to the Olympic medal stand and raised their black-gloved fists during the national anthem, protesting the treatment of African Americans back home.
Carlos and Smith understood that taking a stand for black Americans' rights on the medal podium in Mexico City was going to make a lot of people angry. Whereas this guy here from the Tenors really thought he was going to bring people together with his brave display. And you could see how proud of himself he was. You can see it on his face that he thinks he's going to wind up on these t-shirts like John Carlos and Tommy Smith. He may not have understood the heat that those guys caught, you know, when they did that in 1968, but he thinks this is going to be some brilliant unifying moment. I don't have a problem with someone trying to unify the world during a baseball game national anthem, but you better do some research into the exact statement you think you're going to make and make sure that it's not actually a divisive catchphrase, which is what All Lives Matter has become.
You might have noticed that Campbell and I are laughing a lot during this conversation. That's not because either of us finds racism funny.
No, I don't find racism funny, and no, I don't find inadvertent support of racism funny. There are levels of offense to take at things you find racist, and, you know, they should correlate with the level of the offense. So is this the same as this guy walking up to me and slapping me in the face and calling me boy? No. But it is him making a fool of himself, so we can make a fool of him, too.
That's Toronto Star Sports Business reporter Morgan Campbell. He tweets, @MorganPCampbell.